welcome to your news for the hour. My name is Sydney Sutliff, coming at you from the Thumb Broadcasting Newsroom. I come with a less fortunate update on the missing Owendale man named Raymond Babbitt. We got a press release about 10 minutes ago and a call from the sheriff's office. Babbitt was found deceased in a cornfield off 3rd Street by a CAM search and rescue team. Investigators say he died from a self-inflicted gunshot wound and likely took his life earlier in the week. The Huron County Sheriff thanked the many agencies and volunteers who helped in the 5-day search, as well as local businesses and community members who supported the search efforts. The Unionville Sebewing Patriots claimed victory Friday night in the 32nd annual Pioneer Sugar Bowl. The Patriots defeated the Reese Rockets in a close game, 24-22, bringing home the trophy, a $500 check for the athletic department, and bragging rights for the next year. With the win, USA now leads the series 17-15 in a long-standing rivalry that began back in 1994. The Michigan Sugar Queen and her court were also on hand for the event. And the St. Clair County's Drug Task Force made 3 arrests this week after multiple investigations into methamphetamine distribution. On September 17th, officers served a search warrant at a home on Abbotsford Road in Clyde Township. Methamphetamine and drug paraphernalia were seized, and 73-year-old John Ross was arrested. Later that evening, a second warrant was executed on Kilgore Road in Wales Township. Officers seized meth, packaging materials, scales, and ammunition. 64-year-old John Fix and 56-year-old Teresa Antwerp were taken into custody. Charges include possession and distribution of meth, maintaining a drug house, possession of ammunition by a prohibited person, and tampering with evidence. The task force says it remains committed to removing narcotics from the community and targeting the root cause of drug distribution. We'll be right back with your news, but coming up, we have a quick word from our sponsors at Doc Tom's Pet Company.
This is Jessica from Doc Tom's Pet Company, formerly Discount Pet Supply. We offer high-quality, nutritious pet food and treats recommended by veterinarians. Our store also has everything your pet needs, from grooming services, clothing, collars, and leashes, to beds and more. Save money by becoming a loyalty rewards member and earning discounts. We even price match. Doc Tom's is proudly owned and operated in loving memory of the greatest large animal vet, Dr. Thomas Glaser. Tom and Becky were proud owners of the Bad X Animal Clinic and Discount Pet Supply. At Doc Tom's, we strive to carry on the same exceptional service they provided. Stop by Doc Tom's, located behind the Bad X Animal Clinic next to Meyer, and get the best for you and your pet.
Welcome back. A 2001 Nissan Sentra lost control on Learman Road in Verona Township Tuesday afternoon, rolling approximately 5 times before landing in a ditch around 4:56 p.m. The driver, who was wearing a seatbelt, suffered head injuries and was taken by Central Huron Ambulance to Scherer Hospital. Authorities say no airbags deployed in the crash. The vehicle was towed by Max's Towing with the Bad X Fire Department, providing assistance at the scene. The cause of the crash remains under investigation and no other vehicles were involved. Hundreds gathered Wednesday evening on Uptown Drive in Bay City for the United Way of Bay County's 4th annual Longest Table fundraiser. More than 300 guests enjoyed dinner, live music, and conversation at one continuous table along the riverfront. Each ticket purchased also provided a matching ticket for a local family struggling to make ends meet. The evening featured pizza, drinks, ice cream, and entertainment from Empty Canvas, with donations supporting United Way programs in youth development, health, and financial stability. Organizers say the event helps bring the community together, and they plan to expand it in future years. With the state considering privatizing mental health services, agencies like Tuscola Behavioral Health Systems are speaking out about the impact. On September 17th, they joined other agencies and clients in Lansing for the 21st annual Walk a Mile in My Shoes rally. The event highlighted the importance of mental health services that support more than 300,000 Michigan residents facing mental health and developmental disabilities. Participants thanked Senator Dan Lowers and Representative Gregory Alexander for attending. The event was sponsored by the Community Mental Health Association of Michigan. And that wraps up our news for the hour. Coming up, we got the most precise weather on this planet with the man, the myth, and the legend, Steve Adamson.